Afternoon, you're listening to Verlo Sports. It's May the 4th, and I tell you what, the force is very strong with this one. It's London Coney's own punch perfect, career perfect, 9 from 9, Ollie Patterson. How you doing, Ollie? Welcome back to Verlo Sports.
Thanks, Tony. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing really, really well, buddy. Really, really well. Always great to have you on the show, and especially in the build-up to another fight. It's going to be a big one, isn't it, for you career-wise, next one out, because, you know, it's 9 for 9. You win. It's what you do. The next one will be 10. Quite a nice round number. Ready to move up after that, I would imagine.
100%. Yeah, there's a lot in the pipeline. Just got to stay focused on that job, win that fight, and then... as I say, it opens doors for massive fights, really, then.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know what, I loved your sort of WhatsApp message to me the other day, sort of saying, kind of waiting on the winner of, you know, a Canelo fight tonight.
And yeah.
We just put doors open like that in the world of boxing. The point is, you know, we believe, no doubt about it, based on your work ethic and, you know, the facts don't lie. Punch Perfect's the nickname, Career Perfect is the career game, perfection's what you seek. There's no doubt we believe you're going all the way to the stellar level, but will it be a domestic crown you're looking for in the first focus after, let's call it 10-0 after the end of this month?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's a, you can do it a few ways, really. You know, the old-fashioned route is to go Southern Area, English, British, Commonwealth, European, and then through to the world level. The thing with boxing, though, is there's so many fighters, you know, that sort of take belts, or the politics with things is, you know, sometimes you're left waiting around. If you want to, like Southern Area, you might be waiting around for 9 months, which is not what we want to do. So it's just all it is at the moment. It's got to stay active, keep winning fights, and then I say, like, you know, if a Southern Area fight or English title fight come up first, then obviously we take it. But, you know, there is other belts out there, like intercontinental belts, which can sort of, like, catapult you through to world level in a way quicker, because you then get ranked. You're ranked anyway as a world level fighter already, but in terms of winning one of them belts, it catapults you into, like, the top 25. So... you can get big fights quite quick, but as I say, everything in boxing in sport is timing, and is a process to it. So I've just got to keep patient. I've seen a lot of fighters in the past. You know, they rush it just because sometimes it's easy to do that. You know, boxing on the way up, you're boxing on small hall shows, trying to sell tickets to fights, as well as like your training and everything. It does get tough, but if you grind it out, you keep working hard, then you get your opportunity. And when you do get your opportunity, you're ready. You're not rushed.
Absolutely. Listen, Ollie, it's that attitude that we've known about you for a good few years now. Keeps you grounded, keeps you aware of the bigger picture. The fact of the matter is that I love that use of the word there, process. You talk to anybody who's really succeeded in life and sport, and there's no quick win. Okay,
no.
It is about this appreciation of timing, as you say, and commitment to the process. And as I say, I think that is the only real way to do things away from the politics. I'm not going to delve into it with you, because I know you've experienced them, but on your own terms. Question, therefore, based on process, tell me a little bit about the build that you're going through. And I guess at the moment, there's X is the opponent you're not yet known. Does that make things complicated, or do you just literally, right, I'm running today I'm hitting the pads, it really don't matter who's in the ring because I'll do them?
I mean, to be fair, it's not really. I mean, all the years I've been boxing, especially like top level as an amateur, I box the best in the world as an amateur, so you come across all sorts of styles, and the same thing in sparring now as we're training. I'm not like, you know, if we knew in like 6-7 weeks advance, then we're fighting a southpaw, then you do most of your sparring with a southpaw. But I'm always, we always sort of like do our training for like worst case scenario. Say we've got a southpaw and we've been training for him for 8 weeks, and then we haven't sparred any orthodox, and then all of a sudden he gets injured, we have to get a replacement in. So we sort of see it as like just we spar in different styles all the time. You know, quick fighters, strong fighters, southpaws, tall, small. It just, as long as it's different sparring and everyone brings in something different. So, yeah, just got to keep focused, keep training hard, and whoever it is, it's like, you know, I believe that I'll beat them. So that's who it is, really.
The facts don't lie, Ollie. 9 from 9, again, bidding for that sort of nice round 10, end of the month, May the 25th. Again, just to, in case you are new to Ollie Patterson, where you've been, and remember the name, Ollie. I know you're not a man to brag. You're very humble, very grounded. But you referenced there some of the people you have mixed it with in a sparring context. And one of those is St. Albans' own, the first gold medalist to go on to a world crown, James DeGale. Again, the fact that you can mix in a sparring context, and he was highly bestowing you with a lot of credit. And the fact of the matter is that he then went on to open your own gym, which is a testimony to that. He's a busy man, didn't have to do that. Again, reflects the qualities that you're all about. Just remind us of that experience, and I guess the confidence that it naturally builds.
Definitely, I mean, you want to test yourself against the best, and you know, James, you know, he's proven it time and time again that he, you know, he's one of the best. And I think I said to him when he retired that it, you know, a lot of the time, especially with the British public, is they don't realise how good someone was until they've gone. And I think, like, you know, like a lot of people used to slate Rooney when he was around, and you think, you look back on his career and you realise how good he was. And I think it's the same with most sports, or that it's like that. So, you know, he's a great fighter, and he passed me on some great advice, and I was just lucky that I got to spend rounds with him and spar with him while he was, you know, while he was active.
Ollie, really brilliantly kind of appraised again. I love the fact that your next fight's at the York Hall. I tell you what, it is almost a cathedral of boxing. You know, Lennox Lewis has been there, DeGale, the Eubanks, you name it, it is the who's who of British boxing. Those have gone on to become household names, have mixed it at the historic York Hall, Bethnal Green. Again, just quickly, your appreciation of the sporting and boxing cathedral that is this really, really great, I think, proper boxing venue.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you speak to some of the greats that have gone on, you know, people like, you know, Carl Froch, even, you know, Anthony Joshua of late. And I think they'll all say that, you know, boxing at York Hall, there's no other experience like it. It is sort of the home of boxing. It's intense, but intense in a good way. So you're like, the crowd are close to you, but you can, the atmosphere is always brilliant there, you know, and it's really well, like, nowadays, most of the promotions that are put on there are really well managed. So it's just a great vibe, and it's a great place for me to box at. And, you know, a lot of my fans, I mean, that have come to watch me, I boxed at the O2, and they said that they much prefer the York Hall, just the atmosphere, everything about it, really. I think, as well, some of them that have boxed themselves as amateurs or anywhere, that they appreciate the sort of history behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, May the 25th, isn't it, this one? Which will be the 10th professional bout from London Coney's own punch perfect, career perfect, Ollie Patterson. Get to this historic cathedral of boxing. Cheer him on, because no doubt about it, the guy is going all the way to the stratosphere. It is merely a matter of time. Ollie, remind us the best way to get those tickets, cheer you on what will be a minor history step. 10, I think, is a big one in your career. But what's the best way to get involved and cheer you on the 25th?
Yeah, so you can get at me for tickets on my website, which is Punch Perfect Patterson. It's Punch Perfect, P A www.ison.com. Yeah, and just you can either email me through that, or you can actually buy tickets through that as well. Or I say on Facebook and Instagram, I'm on there, Ollie Patterson. So any sort of platform like that, we'll be able to sort them out with tickets.
Hey, get involved. It's punchperfectpatterson.com, maybe the most efficient way. Just follow this young man across all forms of social media, doing his thing. Great YouTube channel, does awesome things for charity, his own gym, genuinely lovely, lovely man. Definitely, as I said at the start, the force is strong with Ollie Patterson. It's always, for me, a pleasure to have a quick chat. Ollie, yeah. Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday weekend. Good luck with the training. We'll probably have you on just before the 25th to give it a final promo, matey. But thanks for today.
No, thank you. Thanks for your time. And enjoy your bank holiday as well.
Top man, I will. Much obliged.
Yeah.